भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 19 and text 9. This chapter is the island of Jambudvip. Please repeat after me. Bharate api varse bhagavan नर नारायण आख्या आकल्पांतम उपचित धर्मं ज्ञानं वैराग्य ऐश्वर्य उपसमं उपरमं आत्मा उपलम्भनम् अनुग्रहाय आत्मताम् अनुकम्पया तपः अव्यक्तगतिः शरति भारते अपि भगवान् नर नारायण आख्य आकल्पांतम उपचित धर्म ज्ञान वैराग्य ऐश्वर्य उपशम उपरम आत्मोपलम्भनम अनुग्रहाय आत्मोताम अनुकंपया तपो अव्यक्त गतिश्चरति. दिस इज इन प्रोज फॉर्म, नॉट इन पोएट्री. आई थिंक इट विल बी डिफिकल्ट फॉर यू टू गो थ्रू. However, I invite anyone who can read this. In just one stroke, you have to. Anyone can try? Otherwise, I will try. Bolenge? Mataji can try. Thank you. Bharate in Bharat api also वर्षे द ट्रैक्ट ऑफ लैंड भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड नर नारायण आख्य नोन एज नर नारायण आकल्पांतम अप टू द एंड ऑफ द मिलेनियम उपचिता इनक्रीजिंग धर्म रिलीजन ज्ञान नॉलेज वैराग्य रिनन्सिएशन और नॉन अटैचमेंट ऐश्वर्य मिस्टिक ऑपुलेंसेस उपशम कंट्रोल ऑफ द सेंसेस उपरम फ्रीडम फ्रॉम फॉल्स ईगो आत्म उपलम्भनम सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन अनुग्रहाय टू सो फेवर आत्मवताम on to person interested in self realization. Anukampaya by causeless mercy. Tapaha austerities. Abhyakta gati whose glories are inconceivable. Sharati executes. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Goswami continued. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are inconceivable. He has appeared in the form of Nar Narayan in the land of Bharatvarsha at the place known as Badrikasram to favor his devotee by teaching them religion, knowledge, renunciation, spiritual power, sense control, and freedom from false ego. His advance in the opulence of spiritual assets, and he engages in executing austerity until the end of this millennium. This is the process of self-realization. Purport. People in India may visit the temple of Nar Narayan at Badrikasram just to learn how the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Nar Narayan engages in austerity to teach the people of the world how to achieve self-realization. It is impossible to realize oneself simply by observing of oneself in speculation and material activities. One must be very serious about self-realization and the practice of austerity. Unfortunately, the people in this age of Kali don't even know the meaning of austerity. Under these circumstances, the Lord has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon the fallen souls the easiest method of self-realization, technically called Cheto Darpan Marjanam, cleansing of the dirt from the core of one's heart. This method is extremely simple. Anyone can chant the glorious Krishna Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. In this age, there are different forms of so-called advanced scientific knowledge, such as anthroposophism, Marxism, Freudianism, nationalism, and industrialism. But if we work very hard under their guidance, instead of adopting the process practiced by Nar Narayan, we shall waste our valuable human form of life. Thus, we can certainly be cheated and misled. So we know in this chapter, description of Jambu Deep, Sukadeva Goswami was describing the planetary system, technical Bhumandal. So this Bhumandal planetary system, there are 7 different deepas, islands. And one of the 7 deepas is a Jambu Deep. And in Jambu Deep, there are 9 different varsas. A specific tract of land, it is called varsa. First is Jambu Deep, and Jambu Deep has 9 varsas. Was a specific tract of land. So far, Sukadeva Goswami has described all 8 varsas. This is 9th. And the most important and most glorious verse track of land of the Jambudvip. Previously, just before, today we are starting Bharat Varsh, India. Before that, description was about Kim Purus Varsh. In Kim Purus Varsh, for the Kim Purus Varsh, presiding deity, worshipable lord of Kim Purus Varsh is Lord Ram, Ramchandra. And Varsh, the person, prominent person, head of that planet, the Varsha, devotee is Hanumanji. And Hanuman always engages himself along with the inhabitants of the Kim Purus Varsh, Kim Purus Varsh, in worshipping, rendering devotional service to the Lord Ramchandra. Just before this verse, this text, we have got Hanuman, very nicely description, glorious. Hanumanji has described the sublime and glorious characteristic of Lord Ramchandra. Very sublime characteristic, glorious characteristic of Lord Ramchandra. Especially he is known for his mercy, daya, and his affinity for his devotee, Bhakta Vatsalya. So, many different qualities, sublime qualities described by Hanumanji about Lord Ramchandra. Most prominent, he talks about two qualities. One is mercy, daya, and another called Vatsalya, Bhakta Vatsalya. His special affinity towards his devotee. In that regard, Hanumanji talks about, in order to please, in order to satisfy the Lord, we need not any material qualification. Any material qualification, it is not useful in satisfying or rendering devotional servant to the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. Very specific that word. Na janmam, janma, this is also one of the opulence qualification, taking birth in a highly elevated aristocratic family. This type of birth considered to be very glorious birth. Janma, that is not sufficient, that is useless. Sobhagam, sobhagam means personal attractive beauty. There are some people, they are very beautiful personality, attractive personality, personal beauty, that is not needed. No vak, eloquence, speaking power, nice speaking power. Decorated with all the literary ornaments, and buddhi, sharp intelligence. Akriti toshetu, and he cites his own example that we, Hanuman, a certain race, Kimpur, that species of life, the form looks like human being. So sometimes we get confused whether he is a Purus, that is called a Kimpurus, whether he is Purus or animal. So when you see Hanumanji at a glance, you will confuse whether he is a man or animal. That is reason why those Kim Purus. So he says that we, Kim Purusas, were reft of all qualification, equality. We are animal, almost animal. We don't speak properly. We have not personal beauty. We have not intelligence. Still, Lord Ramchandra established friendship with us. So this is only out of his causeless mercy and his special affinity for his devotee, Vatsalya. So, advice of Hanumanji that we should take shelter of lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. everyone us, we should render devotional service. When the Prabhupada had written purport on this verse, Prabhupada talks about how we can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the process? What is qualification? And there Prabhupada he mentioned that very celebrated verse originally from Padyavali of Rupa Goswami, which is also quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita when celebrated discussion conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda was going on. How we can get Krishna Bhakti? This topic Hanumanji has discussed. what qualification? How we can get pure love, pure spontaneous attraction for Krishna? Krishna rasbhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Krishna rasbhavita mati, intelligent consciousness completely observed in Krishna. Rupa Goswami should be worshipped, should be purchased. Krishna bhakti rasbhavita mati kriyatam. We must, without any hesitation, if it is available, Krishna rasbhavita mati, spontaneous attraction for Krishna, if it is available in market, immediately you should not think about price. You should purchase kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. And then Rupa Goswami talks about price. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Only price, if you will pay that one, then you will get it. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. And then Rupa Goswami talks, or Ramananda Rai talks, koti jan sukritir bhir na labhyate. You have merit, you have earned piety, result of pious activity for millions of lifetime, but it is not good enough to purchase Krishna rasa bhavita mati. If you want to purchase it, only mul you have to be intense desire to have it, intense desire to get it, intense greed to obtain Krishna bhakti. If you can pay this price, price of intense greed, lobh, intense greed, Krishna rasa tatram laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriti. However, Hanumanji talks in this fashion that only love, greed for devotional service, we can satisfy the Krishna and we can get spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Otherwise, it is impossible. And with this description, ends with about the Kim Purush verse. Kim Purush verse, there are many inhabitants living there. Hanumanji is prominent one, chief one, leader one. And next come Bharate Api Varse, Bharat verse. Bharatvarsh, India, such a glorious place, such an important place, such a Bharatvarshe bhi Bhagwan, here, worshipable deity of this tract of land, Bharatvarsh, India, is Nar Narayan. One person, one Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has manifested in two forms. This is one personal, it is not two. Here you can say one in two. Somewhere said two in one, not that, opposite one. One in two. That is the reason why everywhere charati in singular description is Nar Narayan akalpantam upachitid. Nar Narayan appeared in Badrikasram. So the top on the Himalaya Badrikasram is there. Lord appear as Nar Narayan out of his causeless mercy. and he atmatam anukampaya, the person who was interested for self-realization in order to bestow mercy upon those person who was interested for self-realization, Lord himself, he engages himself for in akalpantam. Up to the end of millennium he is doing this tapasya, charti tapasya, and he wants to teach dharma, religion, gyan, knowledge, vairagya, renunciation, detachment, aishwarya, mystic opulence, upsamam, control of the senses, upramam, teaching them about how we can become free from false ego and how we can get self-realization. The Lord is engaged. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talked about people in India may visit to temple of Nar Narayan at Badrikasram just to learn how the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Nar Narayan engages in study to teach the people of the world how to achieve self-realization. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nar Narayan, is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in order to teach this thing, austerity, he himself engages himself in austerity, he performing austerity. In this part, Prabhupada talks about everywhere when we go through the pages of Srila Prabhupada's books, very frequently, repeatedly we hear the human form is meant for self-realization. This many after page, repeatedly, very frequently, human form of life is meant for self-realization. And sometimes Prabhupada next writes, not for sense gratification. Human form of life is meant for self-realization and not for sense gratification. So anyone interested to realize the self, self-realization or God-led realization, he is advised to engage himself in tapasya, austerity. Nayam deho deh bhajam nirloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujame tapo dibyam en sattvam suddhe desmat brahma sokhyam tonantam. The rishab that teaching, giving instruction to his son, nayam, this body, this human form of life is nayam deho deh bhajam nirloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhuja. This human form of life is not for sense gratification. Work hard and enjoy your senses up to maximum extent. This is not the purpose of human form of life. Then what is the purpose? What is the mission? Tapo dibyam putrakayana sattvam. My dear sons, engage yourself, render in divya tap, divine austerity. By austerity, yena sattvam suddhet, our existence would be purified. And once our existence, chitta, consciousness is purified, immediately we can experience brahma saukhyam tanantam. We can experience the spiritual bliss. So it is advised in Vedic literature that we should, if really we are interested, we want to pursue self-realization, or we want to pursue a spontaneous attraction for Krishna, then we are advised in Vedic literature that we should refrain from sense gratification and we should engage ourselves in self-realization. It is not so good information, not very pleasing information, but information in Vedic literature is self-realization and sense gratification. They go ill together. I mean, they go in reverse proportion. if sense self-realization is increased, immediately sense gratification will be decreased. So self-realization and sense gratification, they go ill together. They are in contradiction. So here Prabhupada is talking about it is impossible to realize oneself simply by observing oneself in a speculation or material activity, sense gratification. For that in Lord appear, Nar Narayan, Lord Nar Narayan appeared just to teach so that we can get self-realization. So since it is talks about Bharatvarsha, such a glorious place, anyone who takes birth in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, he has special privilege. Just for taking birth in his special privilege, being able to take full advantage of instruction and guidance of the Vedic civilization. This is due to simply by taking birth in this place, India. He get privilege. This is birthright of India, the privilege of being to take full advantage of the instruction and guidance of the Vedic literature. Anyone who takes automatically, he inherits basic idea, basic principle of self-realization. Get simply for a spiritual progress, what is the basic principle, basic realization? He gets simply by taking birth. How this one, Prabhupada in one of Chaitanya Charitamrita Purport talks about, he takes, it should not be an exaggeration, rather it is like a atishayukti alankar. 99.9% Indian, Prabhupada talks, the same in Chaitanya Charitamrita here, Prabhupada, Bharat Bhumite Haila Manus Janmaja, Prabhupada, 99.9% Indian believe, they have firm faith in transmigration of soul, Atma. They believe in the past and future life. They believe in self-realization, and same time they are very much inclined, naturally they are inclined to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If not the Supreme Personality of, at least his representative. Bharat Bhumite Haila is Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think it should be chapter 8 and 41 verse. Bharat Bhumite Haila Manus Janma Jar Janma Sartha Karipa. So this is a special facility, a special privilege for person who has taken birth in. You go any part of India, any person you take, simply scrub his skin or rub his feet, immediately you will feel fragrance of religion, fragrance of morality, fragrance of spirituality. Simply go and rub, scratch there, immediate. That is such glorious land. In other countries, there are rivers, there are mountains. Geographically, they are more opulent, beautiful also, clean also. But here, anywhere, mountain, river, everywhere, they are connected with some pastime of life. One time, many, many years ago, some devotee, they have experienced, they were seated on the Kesi Ghat, next to the river, Jamunaji. They were seated, and one old woman, Bengali woman, came. Of course, she was quite old. She was walking with the help of stick. He came there, sit right next to the water on the bank, and he said, take water, and he recited one verse. He is old. He was not educated. He was old one, Bengali. Jamunare jol hoy amrita saman shraddha kori koro bhai ei jolpan. It is for us it is river water, but let's take the water. Jamunare jol hoy amrita saman shraddha kori koro bhai ei jolpan. So this land, glorious land, Bharat Varsh, Bharate api varse, even demigods desire to take birth in this tract of land, India, Bharat Varsh. So, Lord appear to teach Nar Narayan, Lord Nar Narayan appeared in India, Bharat Varsh, Badrikashram, to teach the process of austerity. By austerity, we can purify our existence, and once our existence is purified, we can revive our dormant Krishna consciousness automatically. Simply, we need to purify the existence. Krishna prema is there in our heart. Not that we have to import from other place. It is existing. Simply, it is covered. The dormant condition, in the sleeping condition, it could be simply revived. Krishna sadhya kabhunaya nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabhunaya sravan adi suddha chite karay. Sravan and kirtan revived. So, Lord appear to teach austerity. Here, Prabhupada regrets in this purport. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali, people don't know meaning of austerity. They have not heard of austerity. But without austerity, our existence would not be purified. And unless and until our existence is completely 100% purified, we will not be eligible to enter in the kingdom of God. So self-realization or purification is must. So Prabhupada here, first he regrets that this is situation of this age of Kali. So further he writes, under the circumstances, this is situation. Austerity, the must. But in Kali Yuga, people don't know the even meaning of austerity, how they will perform austerity. So for that, Lord Chaitanya, the Lord has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon the fallen souls the easiest method of self-realization. Nar Narayan Rishi performed, they show, they describe, or they taught the method of austerity, but that is not practical in this age of Kali. For that reason, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here to bestow easiest, most competent, most effective, most important process for self-realization. And that is technically called Cheto Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the heart. Immediately our heart would be cleansed. And how? The method is extremely simple, very powerful, most competent, efficient method, and easy and very simple. What is that? Anyone can chant the glories, Krishna Sankirtan, and then the whole mantra is Prabhupada written in purport. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is prescribed. In Nar Narayan Lord, there is also, but that type of austerity, living in snow, you know, the disaster for few minutes. We heard that here, some snowfall. Snowfall are, what do we say? Hailstorm. Not snowfall. Snow is, well, likewise, very smooth one, but that And Nar Narayan Rishi reside right there. This whole track of land surrounded, covered by ice. Everywhere. Even no plant on the peak of the mountain, only snow or barf. Barf ko kya kahte hain? Ice. No snow. Ice. Ice. Living itself be very difficult. How will you be able to cultivate Krishna consciousness there? So for that reason, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And he gave the simplest process. One of the, again, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is comparison between other process and Naam Jap, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For self-realization, yajna is there, tapasya is there, meditation is there, cultivation of knowledge is there, yoga is there, many sadhu. Giving charity. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, one verse from Vedic liturgy quoted, Koti Godanam Grahane Khagasya. You give to the highly qualified Brahmana, Koti, 10 million cows in charity, donation, to highly qualified Brahmana during not ordinary time, Grahade Khagasya, during eclipse. Any time you give charity, dan, it is very glorious, but especially when it is given during the eclipse, Grahana becomes more glorious. So you give charity of 10 million cows to the highly qualified Brahmanas during eclipse, and then you will earn the merit, piety. And Prayag Gango the Kalpavasai. And you are living, Kalpavas, you must have heard the name of Kalpavas. You are living millions of years on the confluence of Ganga and Jamuna Sangam Prayag. And then you earn the piety, merit. Yajnayutam, and you perform ayut, 10,000 yajna. And in every single yajna you give charity, sumeru yajnayutam meru suvarna dana. Sumeru, you know, mountain, the big mountain, you give charity. Sumeru, Govinda Kirte Nashamam Satamsam. All the merit you earn through this pious activity, it is not 100th part of the merit derived by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Altogether, giving Godan, living and the confluence of Ganga and Jamuna there for millions of years, Prayag, and performing millions of yajna, and in each million you give the gold as mountain of gold. Mountain, big mountain, not like this much quality. Bigger than Sumeru is bigger than Himalaya. Taller than Himalaya, that type. Govinda Kirte Nashamam Satam. It will not be equal to 100th part of the merit derived by simply chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for this reason. Here, of course, again in this track of land. So we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, engage ourselves in austerity. This is the biggest and simplest and most prominent austerity to purify. And then Sri Prabhupada talks about some modern theories. We must have Karl Marx. He has given one theory, some social and economical understanding. We don't understand what is the Karl Marx. Communism is based on the Karl Marx theory, Karl Marxism. And another fraud he has got given, and he talks about something psychological thing, and especially he gives too much importance about sex. He says that everything we act, every activity we are doing, it is like inspired by sex desire, fraud, and then nationalism. Nationalism, you know, nationalism. Nationalism, जानते हैं ना nationalism. मेरा भारत महान. One many years ago, I don't know for what reason, behind the truck, a sentence was written. You go in driving big truck, they write something, nice thing or bad thing, and in the truck, behind the truck, you are written. So may असी हैं बेईमान तो भी मेरा भारत वर्ष महान. आउट ऑफ 180% आउट ऑफ 180% डिजोनल्स वेरी चिटर मेनी बैड क्वालिटी स्टिल भारत माई भारत इज महान माई इंडिया इज ग्रेट. देखे ना कहीं सुने हैं आउट 80% of Indian are corrupted. They are dishonest. Still, their inhabit that land, Mahan. So nationalism. These are nationalism. My country, my way, and then industry. If we are simply working for that ism, that theory, then Srila Prabhupada said we are. Thus, we shall certainly be cheated and misled. We should not be cheated. We should not be misled. We should accept the process propagated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is Cheto Darpan Marjanam Krishna Samkirtanam. Prabhupada chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And so here, from this onward, now all in verses, this chapter talk about the glories of this land, Bharat Varsha. So since it is beginning, Bharate Api Varsha Bhagavan Narayana Akalpantam, Lord is performing a study up to the end of millennium, he will be engaged. So here I stop. You have something I have certainly to doesn't take as exaggeration, rather it's like Atishayukti Alankar. So if you have any question or any comment, you are welcome. I agree, Prabhu. I agree, we are here.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This was a nice description about Bharat Varsha. And you also presented with the Prabhupada quotes. In Bhagavatam, I think, in this canto, fifth canto, Prabhupada mentioned that 50% Indians are liberated because there are so many sacred rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. But present days, we see so many sinful activities like slaughtering cows, drinking liquors, and people who have no inclination for tapasya or practicing religious activities. So how we can understand that the 50% Indians are liberated?
Yes, I was repeating. I got 99.9%. So Prabhupada, you are talking 50%, 99.9% there. And that is, I don't know how to answer this question. But I say, nationalism, so mein, assi hain. Sankarsana Prabhuji.
I certainly agree that birth in the Holy Land of India is the great boon for spiritual understanding. It's absolutely a fact. But why is it then that when Prabhupada started this movement, no Indians would join until he brought Americans. When they saw the Indians saw the Americans doing it, then they said, "Oh, it's good." They saw the when I first came to India, it was all American devotees in Mayapur, Vrindavan. You see, but gradually the Indians saw the Americans and the Europeans are doing it, so it must be okay. Actually, Prabhupada said that India 99.9% Shudra. He said when the Britishers came and built the railways and they thought, oh, now the Britishers have brought civilization to India. So it's an interesting thing how on one hand it is the most pious land where people have an understanding of the Atma, the soul, of reincarnation. They have those understandings, but in spite of it, they're not actually able to practically implement the Vaishnava lifestyle. But when they saw the Americans and Europeans doing it, then they took it.
Of course, in the third canto of Bhagavatam, when Uddhava, he was talking in bank of Jamuna here in Braj with Vidurji. And he said that the most unfortunate person of Jadu dynasty. So though it is birthright, it is a glorious place, but the person who has taken birth in India, if they are not cultivating Krishna consciousness, then repeatedly Shastra say that most unfortunate, uncivilized person. And their example is given, if they have, like someone has touch a stone, he got one person, all Indian gods got every single one's touch a stone. What they are utilizing, they are making a begging bowl, bhiksha patra, and going door to door, I want. In their hand they have touch a stone, they have carved touch in such a way that it has become bhiksha patra, begging bowl, and going door to door for their survival. So this is another part. They are most fortunate, no doubt, in their blood, their Krishna consciousness is there, their consciousness, but still misusing this opportunity, that region of their most unfortunate person. You have touched a stone in your hand, you make a, kya kahte hain, touch a stone of make a patra, katori, begging bowl, bhiksha patra, and going door to door, one chapati, one roti, or grain. But this answers you. So it's very glorious, but take advantage of this privilege, taking in birth. Otherwise, what is the use? What is the use of that paraspathar? Paraspathar is such a valuable, simply you touch one piece of iron, immediately the piece of iron turns into gold. Simply if I had touched a stone, go and touch the railway line, railway track. Immediately, within the fraction of a second, all railway track, railway line will turn into gold. From Chennai up to Delhi, from Habra up to including train. That will this opportunity you have, but simply using for baking bowl or grinding masala on the stone, sometimes we grind masala, that will. So this is on the what the question? बहुत खराब अवस्थिति है. अवस्था बहुत खराब है. Indian की भारतीयों की अवस्था बहुत खराब है. अवस्था बहुत खराब. Okay, Mataji. Someone can repeat, I could not hear. First of all, I am not so language wise, and again the sound wise.
I was just saying, there's a little comment added to it, that they have a touchstone and they're using as begging bowl, but they're begging for garbage.
Yeah, that is another misfortune. even they suppose they touch a stone, the begging bowl, if they are asking for some rice or nice sweet rice, rather than they are garbage, putting as a misuse. Anything? Okay, so here I should. Last question. Let it be the last question.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned that sense gratification and realization, they are reversely proportionate. But, you know, whenever we hear in scripture that noble birth, wealth, beauty, and education, one cannot attain the realization, or 2 days ago there was a verse which was saying that one cannot attain the friendship with Lord Rama. It's humbling for those who have those opulences, and it's also comforting for those who do not have. But they don't always explicitly say that one shouldn't have those things. Austerities are in every religion. Even Roman Catholic Church also have this evangelical council which says chastity, austerity, and obedience are important. But to say that one shouldn't have those, it's in a way violating someone's dignity, because we also talk about swadharma of someone's.
Precisely, what is your question?
Your question is, sometimes we justify everything in the name of austerity. To give a very simple example, not to use microwave, because Shastra says. So, is it alright to justify everything that way?
In simple, I could not understand your question. I said that Kunti Devi talks about this material opulence. Sometimes this is very stumbling blocks in our spiritual progress. Janma Swarja Srutta Sribhi Edhamana Madhapuman Naivar Hartum Dhatumo Tvam Akinchan Gochar. Krishna is only accessible for Akinchan, who has no material assets. If you have it, janma, birth in a highly qualified aristocratic family, janma, aishwarya, and then opulence, riches, janma, aishwarya, srutta, gyan, education, so-called knowledge, srutta, stri, personal attractive beauty, this is certainly not conducive for self-realization, spiritual progress. Rather, most of cases, Kunti Devi says that this is a hindrance in our progress. Because you are akinchan gochar. Akinchan, you know akinchan. The person who has no material asset, they call akinchan. So Krishna is accessible only for akinchan.
So actual question is, can someone be akinchan having all these opulences?
You mean mentally, okay, that fine. You're not so pride. Every sabai bhumi gopal ki. In the bank manager, millions of rupees, dollars is there. But he doesn't identify himself as the possessor, proprietor of that. Simply seen around you, if any of this is there, but you don't claim your proprietorship, rather whatever asset they are used in the service of Krishna, then it is equally glorified. Otherwise, if I have something of not utilized, Rupa Goswami has phalgu vairagya muchat. Yatu prapanchi kataya buddhya hari sabandhi bashtunam mumukshubhi parityago phalgu vairagya muchat. Phalgu vairagya. This is not vairagya. So whatever assets should be utilized in the service of Krishna. And without attachment you are using that assets in the service qualification, the service of Lord, then it is yukta bairag, proper bairag. Okay, here I should stop. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.